This is the inside track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. We're talking today with Justin Jennings. Justin currently lives in Mooresville, North Carolina, but his hometown is LaGrange, Missouri. Justin is coming off a 23rd place finish in his NASCAR Camping World Truck debut July the 14th at the Iowa Speedway. Justin, thank you for talking with us on the inside track.
Well, thank you for talking with me, too.
Justin, you had a great run at Iowa in the number 65 LG Seeds Ford pickup. You started there 31st and moved up to 23rd. A great run there. Tell us how the weekend went for you at the Iowa Speedway.
The weekend was a great weekend. I mean, we had a lot of fun. We worked a lot, you know. I mean, when we got there, I unloaded the truck was, we struggled quite a bit in practice, but we worked at it, and come qualifying, we picked up quite a bit, and, you know, got it in the show. There's 39 trucks, so we had to qualify in, and we got it in the show, and everything worked real good. During the race, we made some minor adjustments, too, during the race, and ended up tuning the wing to where it was pretty decent at the end of the weekend there.
Was it a challenge for you? That was your first time in a truck, is that correct?
Yep, that was my first truck race.
Was it pretty much, I mean, the same as being in everything else, same as an ARCA car, the ARCA car you drove, same as being at Hawkeye Downs? Was it easy to communicate with them what you needed as far as to go a little bit faster, or was that a challenge?
No, it was, the truck, the way it felt and handled and drove, it was very comparable to my asphalt weight model that I had. The ARCA car, I kind of felt like it was a little bit kind of unstable compared to what my asphalt car was, but the truck drove a lot like the late model did, and I was very surprised at that. And but as far as communication wise, I mean, I felt like me and Mike Mettler, the truck owner, we were right on the same page, and everything I told them, you know, we had a fix for it, and we just kept working at it and dialing it in.
Well, that had to made you happy getting there, and I mean, you had a good run in the ARCA car up there, but to get in the truck and have it feel more like a late model that you've got a lot more seat time in, that had to been good.
Yeah, that was definitely good. That made me, the truck was very comfortable to drive, and that really gave me a lot more confidence in, you know, getting behind the wheel and making it go fast.
You know, you've had really some success at the Iowa Speedway. Last year, in your ARCA Series debut at the Iowa Speedway, you started 28th and finished 19th in the LG Seed Chevrolet that day. So really, you've had two pretty darn good runs for your first time in each of the series. Are you liking the Iowa Speedway? Are you comfortable there? I know it's not really like anything else you've been on, is it?
No, it's got its similarities and differences, but I mean, I like the track. It's a very nice facility. I mean, the track's, you know, it's beautiful on the way it drives. It's kind of like it reminds you of a short track driving on it, but yet it's, you know, it's got a lot of speed to it. So, I mean, it's a really cool track to drive on.
Would you say is it a more difficult, if they had a truck race, I guess, here's the question, if they had a truck race at Hawkeye Downs, which would you rather? Is the Iowa Speedway, would you find it easier or Hawkeye Downs easier?
I'd probably have to go with Iowa Speedway because, I mean, it, you know, it's a wider track. It's, the corners are a lot more forgiving, I guess you could kind of say, you know, where Hawkeye Downs kind of a real tight corner, short track, one groove. Iowa Speedway was two grooves, so you could kind of move around a little bit, high to low, pass people where you needed to. So, I'd like Iowa.
Hawkeye Downs kind of tough, but it's not real forgiving, is it? If you get into somebody, somebody gets into you, it's pretty quick to end up in the wall there.
Yep, you can end up in a bad situation fast.
Justin, may have a lot of people listening to this and aren't familiar with you. Can you kind of give us a full rundown of your racing career to how, from how you first got started to how you ended up down in Mooresville?
Back in 2002 is when I first started. My dad gave me the choice of whether I wanted to get a new four-wheeler or whether I wanted to start racing go-karts. And I ended up choosing go-karts, and we raced down at West Quincy at TNT Kartways there for my first year and ended up winning the track championship down there. Had a lot of fun, learned a lot, and the next year we we ended up staying down there and running the Grand Nationals and had some success there, and ended up racing go-karts and started traveling for, like, I raced go-karts for 7 or 8 years, and as soon as I turned 16, we decided that we needed to make a change, and if we wanted to move up, then we needed to do it then, and as soon as we turned 16, we bought the ASA late model that we raced, and raced the ASA late model for 3 years, and we've gone to Gateway, Iowa, Cedar Rapids, down to Lebanon, Missouri, had a lot of success down there, and won several races, and had a lot of good runs, and learned a ton doing that, and then I raced the ASA car for 1 year, and then we ended up buying an INCA dirt late model, and racing dirt out of Quincy, and went to Memphis some too, and I mean, the dirt was a big help, learned a lot of that, that was a lot of fun, and we're very glad we did that. And then last year, I made my first ARCA debut at Iowa. And then currently this year, the truck race has been the only race that I've done this year, but it was a good one.
You kind of stole a little bit of my next question. I was going to ask you how much that, I know the season there that you had the late model and you were running at Hawkeye Downs on Friday night, coming to Quincy on Sunday night, running on the dirt. That had to have been a challenge, running on asphalt on Friday night, running on dirt on Sunday night. But how much do you think going down to Quincy and driving that late model on that short little bull ring, how much that help you?
I think it helped me a ton. I don't think you can put a true price on that. I mean, the skills that I learned on dirt are incredible, I feel. The first year that I just raced my asphalt car, I mean, we did good, and I learned a lot, but then the next year I started racing the dirt car, and I mean, it just gave me so much more confidence on asphalt, because with dirt, you know, you're sliding around, you kind of feel almost like you're out of control, and I mean, it made me to where I could do things with my asphalt car that I used to be able to do. I could, you know, drive it harder, drive it deeper, run the car so much freer, which made it so much faster, too. I mean, the dirt helped a ton.
No doubt about that. A car being free helps it roll around that corner a little bit better. Makes the tires last longer too, doesn't it?
Exactly.
I tell you, you had a lot of success. I know you were saying there you won races at Hawkeye Downs. You also won some races down at I-44 in Lebanon, didn't you?
Yep, that's true. We won one up at Cedar Rapids and several down at I-44 and did really good down at I-44. We were, you know, always in contention for the win there.
Looking on your Facebook page, you can't help but looking through the pictures on your Facebook page there. A lot of family pictures, a lot of friend pictures, pictures of you and your girlfriend Lindsay, and you can sure see a whole lot of support there in those pictures.
I got a ton of support. I mean, all our racing is a family deal. I mean, me and my dad and my uncle, it's, you know, we do it all, And my mom, you know, supports me a ton. She's always encouraging me. And my grandparents, they try and come to almost every race they can, and they're always there and always watching me. And this past couple of weeks when we went up to Iowa to the NASCAR race and did that, I mean, I had a huge fan base of all my family and friends. And, I mean, I'm still getting text messages and calls from people saying that they've seen me on TV and congratulate me, and I mean, just a ton of support from family and friends.
Tell us a little bit about the move down to Mooresville and what you're up to down there.
I'm just about been here for a year. In September last year on Labor Day weekend, we made the trip out here. I'm coming to NASCAR Technical Institute, attending that down here. I graduate November 30th, and been down here and doing this and really enjoying it. I love the area. I've met several people on teams and, you know, got some connections built up. On the weekends, I go out to Jimmy Means Motorsports and help him and volunteer my time to him and work on his cars and stuff. And, I mean, it's been a great decision on my part to come down here.
Man, Jimmy Smut Means, boy, I'll tell you, he got to be a lot of knowledge in there.
Yeah, there's a ton of knowledge there. I've learned a lot out there. I mean, it's a small team, and he doesn't have a whole lot, but I mean, every time I go there, I learn something new. You know, he's got me doing anything and everything. He'll turn me loose on anything on one of his cars to, you know, fix or, you know, make, fabricate, you know, put together, anything. So it's been a great decision.
I was talking to you earlier there. You said you haven't had a chance to catch up or meet Corey Stott down there. Corey's from Keokuk. I haven't had a chance to make it to his shop. I believe he's in Denver, but I'm going to have to try to see somehow if I can't get you two guys together. I think you'd get along with him just well.
Yeah, that'd be great. And meet up with another person.
Yeah. What do you got planned in the future? Any races lined up coming up?
We're working on some more sponsorship. The Network Brothers, we'd like to do some more races with them. They really enjoyed working with us, and we enjoyed working with them and had a great time, and we'd like to keep on doing some more races. The next Iowa race is in September with the trucks, and we're really going to try our hardest to hit that one and get to do that one again. And then as far as the future, I mean, the future looks bright, and I really hope we can keep on doing some stuff with them.
Inside Track's going to be traveling over to Springfield in August to the ARCA race over there on the dirt. That'd sure be fun to see you in that one.
Yeah, that'd be a fun race there. That'd be really cool.
That'd be kind of a chance for you to mix your experience with an ARCA car in the dirt.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I know you wouldn't have had the opportunities you've had over the last few years without some great sponsors. I know they mean a lot to you. Can you kind of tell us who's helped you along the way the last few years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, great support. Biggest sponsor, LGC, and Brad Altide. I mean, just done a ton, always helping us out, getting us what we can. And they've been with us ever since we started, and really want to thank them. And also Jennings Brothers Trucking, my dad and uncle. I mean, support, you know, I mean, just everything I can ask for. And Trump Trucks, Coca, Missouri, Grant's Auto and Tire, Taylor, Missouri, with Dave Corey there. He's always helping us as much as we can, and comes to the races and does what he can for me. Lay Auto Body, he's always been there for us too, Colby Lay in Lewistown, Missouri. Big help there. And just, you know, all the people that support us and help us as well. I mean, just can't thank them enough.
Well, Justin Jennings, we appreciate you giving us a little bit of time talking with us today on the Inside Track, and we sure wish you the best of luck. And I know your future's bright down there. I can't wait to see what's around the corner for you next. So try to send me a message on Facebook or something. Keep us posted, and hopefully you'll be in the next race, truck race there at the Iowa Speedway. Maybe we can talk to you before that, and wish you the best of luck, my friend. I appreciate you talking with us.
Thank you very much for talking to me, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.